And now the game where we ask accomplished people questions about things they never bothered to accomplish. Speaking of asking questions, for the last 30 years or more, the most feared member of Congress has not been a bomb thrower like Newt Gingrich or an arm-twisting Paul like Tip O'Neill. No, no. The guy that has malefactors trembling in their expensive loafers is an unassuming Jewish guy from West L.A. known and feared as the mustache of justice. Congressman Henry Waxman of California is currently the chair of the House Committee on Energy and Commerce, and he joins us now. Congressman Waxman, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you. Please.
Great to have you. So, obviously, we want to talk to you about the big speech President Obama gave this week to the joint session of Congress. What did you yell out?
I yelled out, hooray.
You did?
I was really pleased with the speech. I thought it was terrific.
Well, that's great. Yeah, yeah, speech. But listen, we want to talk about... We're like the rest of America. Speech? We're like, what speech? We want to talk about Joe Wilson and his thing. Have you ever heard anything like that before? Have you ever heard in all your years, and you've been there for a while, have you ever heard anybody yell anything like that at a president?
No. I've never seen it happen like that, and I was quite astonished.
And what did you guys in the room, Democrat and Republican, what did you do? Did you go, oh, he in trouble now? Did you just... what was the reaction in the room?
I think there was just an audible gasp, and some of us stood up to try to see who might have said such an outrageous statement. I didn't know who it was until afterwards.
Was he drinking? I mean, usually I do
something. Not with
like
me.
That.
No, with you. Because I don't know about... I don't know if you know this, but we who watch at home often have drinking games with presidential speeches, and we figured maybe you guys do too in the chamber. I don't know what you got going on under the desks. I'm actually very curious about the theatrics of these huge speeches, State of the Unions and other speeches like this. You guys all know that you could be on national television any minute, right? So you must be aware of what you're doing, saying even the facial expression, right?
Yes.
Right, and do you have any rules for yourself? Like, I will not pick my nose. I will not pick my nose.
That's one of my rules.
One of your rules.
Yes.
And do you are you very conscious of your visible reaction to everything the president says?
I was surprised afterwards to look at the video of all the members that were on their BlackBerries. There were some that didn't even look like they were paying attention to the speeches.
I think Eric Cantor was playing Bejeweled, I think.
Now, he might have been upgrading his Facebook. I don't know.
Are you? Hey, I'm on TV. Are you one of the congressmen or representatives or senators who like to get there early so you can be sure to shake the president's hand as he works his way down the aisle?
No, never done that. They have to get there too early, and it's not that important to me.
Really? Really? One last question about this before we move on to you, sir. But we noticed that because you guys have the majority now quite significantly, that you can't just divide it down the middle on the aisles anymore, that some of the Democrats have to go sit with the Republicans. How did you decide who had to go do that?
They must have come very late.
You weren't out in the gallery playing rock, paper, scissors, and Steny Hoyer's like, no, two out of three, come on, man.
As a matter of fact, there's a scramble for seats, and I went early just to put something down on a seat with my name on it, and two-thirds of the seats had already been taken with people reserving them. So they must have come too late to get one of those seats, and they were stuck with the Republican side.
Really?
You mean you guys don't get your own chairs? What kind of job is that?
Yeah, how about that?
Really? That is kind of crazy. I mean, you are the combined Congress of the United States.
I'm just a reporter, and I've got my own chair.
Do you have like they do at the Oscars, if you have to get up for something, does somebody come running out of the wings and sit in your chair?
Oh, a seat filler.
Oh, that might go.
Oh, is that the way they do it? I've never been to the Oscars, though I represent Hollywood.
I was about to say, isn't that constituent service on your part?
Yeah. Wow. Okay, one more question before we move on. One of the interesting things about you is that despite your long service in Congress, your successful service in Congress, you've never sought higher office. No interest in maybe moving over to the other chamber or something like that?
No, not really. I have a great respect for the Senate of the United States. But
you do?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Why not? In California.
Might as well say so.
To run for Senate is like running for president in such a big state. The curse is when you're a congressman from a state with with only a few House members and, of course, two senators. And then if there's an opening, there's such a strong push or temptation to run for Senate. But I've enjoyed my career in the House, and I'm chairman of an important committee, and I can get a lot more done there than I could as a new senator if I were to run for the Senate.
Right. You know, I understand governor of California is a pretty easy job, at least judging by the people who've done it.
I mean, I will not serve if elected. I will not run if not.
I think that's wise. Well, Congressman Waxman, it is a pleasure to have you here, but we're not done with you yet. Time to give you a little grilling. We've invited you here to play a game we're calling...
You say you are a wax man, but you keep moving around.
We were wondering, you've been a waxman all your life, but how much do you really know about wax men and women? We're going to ask you three questions about wax museums. The people you find inside them and those who love them. If you get two questions right, you'll win a prize for one of our listeners, Carl's Voice, and their home answering machine. Corva, who is Congressman Henry Waxman playing for?
He's playing for Lucy Napke of Fort Thomas, Kentucky.
All right, here's your first question, Congressman. Tragedy nearly struck when a new wax statue of President Barack Obama debuted at the Musée Gervin Wax Museum in Paris. What happened? A, it was so lifelike it was mobbed by excited Parisians and someone ran off with his arm. B, the French government asked that the Obama sculpture be either made shorter or placed further away from President Sarkozy's office. Or C, they took it to the Eiffel Tower for a big photo op and it nearly melted in the sun.
Are those the only choices?
Yes, sir.
Not neither of the above?
No, that doesn't work that way. You can't call for further investigation. It's one of these three.
I see. And one of them is correct?
One of them is, in fact, correct.
Please answer the question, Congressman.
All right, I have to go with one. It's too threatening.
You're going to say it was so lifelike it was mobbed by Parisians.
Yeah, I can't abide by the idea of a waxman melting.
Yeah, I know. That would be bad.
Oh.
Even more horrifying, that's what happened. The answer was C. It nearly melted. A team rushed over with umbrellas to keep Mr. Obama looking youthful and inexperienced.
And Sarkozy was off in the corner going, 2 more inches, come on, 2 more.
All right, not a problem. You still have 2 more chances here. You get to revise and extend your testimony. Your next question. Wax museums sometimes mark holidays or big events by unveiling relevant sculptures, as in which of these following instances? A, notorious pot smoker and rapper Snoop Dogg's sculpture at Madame Tussauds in Las Vegas was unveiled on 420, April 20th, 420, widely recognized, as I'm sure you know, as National Pot Smoking Day.
B, now, that came up before a joint committee.
It did.
Oh.
Charlie.
You got that joke, Congressman? Oh, he's not as staid as he seems. B, a New York wax museum unveiled an Elliot Spitzer sculpture on Valentine's Day. Or C, just this last week, Madame Tussauds in Washington, D.C. celebrated Labor Day with 15 new sculptures of Octomom and all her kids. Labor Day. Got it?
I don't have the faintest idea.
Really? So let me give just a review. It's Snoop Dogg getting his statue unveiled on 420. New York, Elliot Spitzer on Valentine's Day, or the Octomom and her kids on Labor Day?
I'll go with number one.
You're going to go with number one, Snoop Dogg?
Yes.
You're right.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Mr. Dogg, we call him Mr. Dogg. Said the unveiling was just a coincidence. He added that he celebrated April 20th at home with his family and his bong. All right. Your last question. If you get this, you win our big prize for that listener. As celebrities change in age, sometimes their wax sculptures do not keep up with their real-world appearance. Museums are on the case, though. Which of the following is true? A Joan Rivers statue is updated bimonthly by a team which tracks her facial evolution. B, Al Roker asked that his wax gut be trimmed in his sculpture to reflect the immense amount of weight he lost from stomach stapling. Or C, in the storage room at Madame Tussauds, there are no fewer than 5 heads to use in the future for Barack Obama as he inevitably ages and grays over the next 3 years.
I think it's probably B, Al Roker.
B, Al Roker. You're right. He's correct. Word has it the museum reused his belly wax to make candles and now has enough to light all of New York.
It's better to light a candle than to curse the darkness.
That's true. Or Al Roker, for that matter. He doesn't like that. Korva, how did Congressman Henry Waxman do in our quiz?
Well, Peter, the congressman had two correct answers, and that's enough to win for Lucy Napke, and Carl Castle will be recording the message on her answering machine.
Congratulations, sir.
I'm so happy for her.
Congressman Henry Waxman has represented California's 30th congressional district since 1975. He is the chair of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. His new book, quite well worth your time, is The Waxman Report, How Congress Really Works. Congressman Waxman, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Delighted to be with you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I want to grow up to be a politician and take over this beautiful land. I want to grow up to be a politician.